Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 81 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson. Members of the Moorhead TIF District Board discussed changes to the local participation agreement yesterday. MSU has one of the top online programs in the state. A road resurfacing project in Rowan County is underway. A Grayson man has been sentenced for sexually abusing a juvenile. In sports, MSU volleyball is hosting matches in Johnson Arena this year. And taking a look at your region's weather, tonight mostly clear with a low around 62. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 86. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low around 62 degrees. Saturday mostly sunny with a high near 86. Saturday night mostly clear with a low around 64. Sunday sunny with a high near 88. And Sunday night mostly clear with a low around 65 degrees. Members of the Moorhead Tax Increment Financing District Board met Wednesday to discuss amendments to the local participation agreement. The group has partnered with Lexington-based development firm Luckett and Farley to bring a hotel to the city's downtown. Board Attorney James Parsons made some suggestions for changes in the agreement, which was passed by the board.
It makes it very clear, which I didn't think the development agreement did as clearly as it could have, that it's the developer or sub-developer's responsibilities to build, construct, finance, and do the project and things there. It kind of played around with that concept, I thought, in the existing agreement, but it wasn't as clearly stated as that.
Parsons explained that the city and county are only responsible for providing the TIF district, provide the land, and provide utilities to the site. The changes will now go to the city council and the fiscal court for approval. Moorhead State University's post-licensure RN to BSN program has been ranked as one of the top online programs in the state. The ranking comes from registerednursing.org and puts MSU at number 2 in Kentucky. Dr. Lynn Parsons is the chair of the Department of Nursing at Moorhead State. She says there are several reasons the program stands out.
The courses have all been updated so they're very applicable to the practicing nurse. And the courses are taught by faculty experts that have been a lot of experience teaching online education. It's not the same as face-to-face.
For more information on MSU's nursing program, visit moorheadstate.edu/nursing. Regional universities and quasi-governmental agencies can now opt out of the struggling pension system. The measure was signed into law Wednesday after a special session in Frankfurt. Governor Matt Bevin says the bill does not solve the pension problem, but calls it a, quote, next step.
And at the end of the day, the most critical thing is to make sure that the men and women who come to work every day, who have previously come to work every day and are now retired, and future ones that would come, will indeed have what they've been promised.
The measure passed the House on Monday. It was given final approval by the Senate on Wednesday. The four-day session cost taxpayers more than $250,000. A resurfacing project on Kentucky 32 in Rowan County is underway. Paving got underway last night in the area between Fairview Drive and Interstate 64. Alan Blair is spokesman for the Kentucky Department of Highways District 9.
So this is a paving project that has been scheduled at night to try to keep the traffic issues down a little bit. So, we're looking to do all of this at night. Once the paving operations begin, it should be take several days to complete, weather depending.
Blair says he expects the work to take about a week to complete. The CEO of Brady Industries says everything is on track regarding the company's planned aluminum mill in Boyd and Greenup counties. Some speculation began to circulate after reports released earlier this month. The reports showed the company needs to raise $300 million or it would risk losing a major investment from Russian company Rusal. CEO Craig Bouchard spoke with WSAZ, and he says it's all been taken care of.
You know, in the last 2 years, I think our team of 60s accomplished quite a bit, and they are dedicated to making something great here. We've raised over $300 million of equity. We have not one penny of debt. We have achieved all the permits for the mill.
Bouchard says the mill is in the pre-construction phase, and work should begin in the next 30 to 60 days. Tick-borne illnesses are on the rise in Kentucky. That's according to a doctor with Bellefonte Infectious Disease Associates in Ashland. In Grayson County, 26 cases of Rocky Mountain spotted fever have been reported this month alone. The tick-borne illness causes flu-like symptoms such as fatigue, achiness, headaches, and fever. Dr. Martin Dwani tells WSAZ pets should not be overlooked when checking for the presence of ticks.
The longer the tick remains attached and feeding, more risk you have of getting Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And then you have to treat your dog for ticks because we've seen cases of ehrlichiosis in December, and the patients were not outside doing, you know, hiking because the dog was bringing the ticks to the home. So you have to treat your dog as well.
Nyani says often people who are diagnosed with Rocky Mountain spotted fever don't remember getting a tick bite, so always be aware if symptoms begin appearing. According to a report released by the State Office of Drug Control Policy, for the first time since 2013, overdose deaths among Kentucky residents are on the decline. Residents ages 35 to 44 were the demographic most likely to overdose, according to the report. The largest number of overdose deaths in 2018 occurred in Jefferson County, where 337 people died. However, that number is down from more than 400 deaths documented the year prior. Report co-author Van Ingram says the state is focusing on long-term ways to help people struggling with substance abuse.
We are putting some focus now on transitional housing and employment supports. We know people in recovery do better when they have a safe, sober place to live. And there's a body of research that people who have careers and who are on a good career path have an easier time staying in recovery.
The state has launched a new call center to help connect people to treatment centers. Kentuckians struggling with a substance abuse disorder can call 1-833-8-KY-HELP to speak with a specialist about treatment options and available resources. Procter & Gamble recently donated $529,000 to the U.S. women's soccer team. In a New York Times ad, the company called for equal pay to women players. Some policy groups are encouraging the company to act on its own advice. Hannah Halbert with the Policy Matters Ohio urges P&G to raise the minimum wage in the Ohio Equal Pay Act. She says several businesses in Ohio have announced plans to raise hourly pay to $15, including Amazon, the Cleveland Clinic, and Nationwide Children's Hospital.
It would be great if those employers would also support that policy statewide. Not only would that boost millions of Ohio workers, but changing the minimum wage to $15 by 2023 would help close both the gendered wage gap and the racial wage gap.
The National Partnership for Women and Families ranks Ohio 14th worst nationally for its gender pay gap, with men earning at least $3 more per hour than women in 2017. A Grayson man has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for sexually abusing a juvenile. The Daily Independent reports 26-year-old Austin McGray was convicted on charges of first-degree sodomy and first-degree sexual abuse. He was arrested on those charges in April last year. The Kentucky State Police received a complaint concerning the sexual abuse of a juvenile, and detectives were able to collect sufficient evidence to charge McGraw. In addition to his sentence, McGraw must also register as a lifetime offender on the Kentucky Sex Offender Registry. A Carter County man accused of killing a family member is now accused of trying to have three other people killed. Kentucky State Police charged Matthew Kelly with two counts of solicitation of murdering a police officer and one count of solicitation of murder. Kelly was arrested in October of 2018 for the murder of grandfather-in-law Bradley Duncan. According to WKYT, Detective Jeffrey Kelly and Trooper Tyler Daniels handled the case. In April 2019, troopers said they received a tip that Kelly was soliciting the murder of Detective Kelly, Trooper Daniels, and a witness. Kelly was indicted on July 12th. The case remains under investigation by Kentucky State Police. And taking a quick look at sports, Morehead State University's volleyball team will be hosting matches in a different venue this year. WMKY's Haley Stidham has more.
For the first time in program history, the Eagles will be playing their entire home schedule in Johnson Arena. Fans also have the opportunity to lock in their seats for the 2019 season. Season tickets are now available from the Eagle Ticket Office, with general admission passes starting at $50 and reserve seats at $60. Morehead State will host 15 matches this fall, starting off with a home exhibition against Bellarmine on August 24th. The regular season home opener will be September 6th against Presbyterian. For WMKY Sports, I'm Haley Stidham.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell as investors worried that the Federal Reserve will not be as dovish as expected in its monetary policy announcement next week. Following strong economic data, as well as remarks from the top European Central Bank official, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 128.99 at 27,140.98. The S&P 500 was down 15.89 at 3,003.67, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 82.96 at 8,238.54. And, of course, both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at record levels yesterday. In economic news, durable goods orders rose 2% in April, and this according to the Commerce Department, and the U.S. GDP report for the second quarter is scheduled for release tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. And Fed expectations of lower rates were hurt by comments today from ECB President Mario Draghi, who said there was not a significant risk of a recession in the region. Some traders took this to mean that the ECB would not be as aggressive in its easing measures and that the Federal Reserve might follow suit and not be as aggressive in terms of easing rates in the U.S. And Draghi's comments come after the ECB also left interest rates unchanged today but opened the door for a rate cut later this year in its policy announcement. In earnings news, Facebook shares fell 1.9% after giving up earlier gains. The company beat on both revenues and earnings. The CFO, David Wehner, said in a conference call that the company expects revenue to fall sequentially going forward. He also expected more pronounced deceleration in the fourth quarter and into 2020, partially driven by ad targeting-related headwinds and uncertainties. Ford shares slid 7.5% after its earnings fell short of estimates as 2019 guidance disappointed investors. Boeing shares were battered again after reporting in the previous session a massive quarterly loss, with Boeing stock down 3.7% after a 3.1% loss yesterday. Tesla shares were down almost 14% after the electric car maker reported a bigger-than-expected loss for the previous quarter. About a third of S&P 500 companies have reported second-quarter earnings so far, and of those, 75% have posted better-than-expected profit. Alphabet, Amazon, Intel, Starbucks, and Mattel are all scheduled to report today after the close. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.1% at $55.94 a barrel. Gold was down 0.625% at $1,414.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were weak today, with the Stock 600 index down 0.6%. And in Asia, stocks performed well, with the Shanghai Composite up 0.5%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.25%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank down 10 cents at $29.56, Lowe's down 75 cents at $102.05, Delta Airlines down 94 cents at $62.22, Marathon Petroleum down $1.14 at $56.48, Humana down $1.67 at $274.42, and Valvoline was unchanged at $20.27. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.